You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
And this morning we are welcoming into the studio Julia Croft. She is a performer and theatre maker based in Auckland, and her latest show, Power Ballad, opens tomorrow night at the Basement Theatre. Good morning, Julia, and
thanks for
coming in this morning.
Oh, such a pleasure.
So I kind of just wanted to, obviously we're here to talk a little bit about Power Ballad, and I wanted to ask you if you could kind of give us an idea of where the idea for you came about with creating the show to begin with.
Well, I think it's kind of a continuation of other shows I've worked on. I make feminist work that kind of looks at representation and violence a lot, and my last solo work was around women's bodies and popular culture, and for this one I got really interested in language and popular culture and how we talk about women. And just at the time I was starting to think about kind of the, you know, the sort of sometimes less obvious ideologies in language. Our mate Trump got elected, and all of a sudden it felt very present to talk about the politics of power that are implicit in language.
So let's talk a little bit about language. When you're going about your day, when do you experience the power of language and kind of how it...
Well, I think, I mean, there's words I wouldn't say on the radio that sometimes work into my vernacular that are actually really misogynistic.
Yeah.
And even as a sort of self-identified feminist woman, sometimes I catch myself saying things and going, oh, that's...
Why am I saying...
That's really awful.
Yeah.
And then I think what started to happen as we started to make the show was language started to... I mean, there's a school of thought from particularly the 70s feminist linguistics of going, but language in and of itself is a patriarchal construct.
Mm.
And it became really interesting to me and Nisha Madden, who's my collaborator and director, to start investigating language as like a metaphor for all those feel permanent and immovable, but as feminists we're trying to challenge. So it could be language and it could be capitalism, but all these systems that feel permanent actually need to be challenged, I think.
And is that what you're doing within Power Ballad? You're really challenging...
Hope so. Trying to. And this makes it sound really serious. It's also a really great time.
Yeah.
There's also some really great power ballads in it.
So the show consists of part performance lecture and then also part karaoke party. Do you do karaoke?
I'm a karaoke fiend.
Yeah.
Part of the show just started with me wanting an excuse to sing Bonnie Tyler on stage, but then APRA wouldn't give us the rights.
Oh my gosh, no.
So, yeah, but it was actually, in hindsight, it's quite good. It forced us to be a bit more creative.
So what kind of karaoke is going to be happening then? Does the audience, are they able to get involved?
I really hope so.
Yeah.
It's that funny thing of rehearsing something to a director that's seen it a million times.
And they get...
Really love it if people feel... No one's going to be pulled up on stage, but if people feel so inspired to sing, bring it on. That would be really great.
And so why did you want to incorporate karaoke into the performance? What do you think it kind of gives to you, but also kind of the viewers, and how is it like... How does it reinforce, I suppose, the meaning behind the play as a whole?
Well, I think, the genre of women singing power ballads is just a lot of fun, so it sort of balances out maybe the more heady side of the work. And I think conceptually I got really interested in the directness of power ballads, what the fact that when women sing a power ballad, there's one direct object, which is usually a man.
Yeah.
And I got really interested in the concept of karaoke, if you're sort of talking about language and re-performing these ideologies in language unconsciously. It became really interesting to me just to have a track that has a little bouncing ball that tells me when to say what.
And I suppose with karaoke, it's something that everybody has dabbled in or does dabble.
If you haven't, you really should.
Yeah.
It's a great time.
And what, can you explain to me exactly what performance lecture is?
Well, it's a lecture that is theatricalised. So we took the form of a lecture and we completely messed around with it and deconstructed it. So what looks initially like it's going to be a delivery of information becomes a kind of a series of theatrical games.
And are you playing yourself within the performance, or your character?
I'm playing myself. I'm not really. My work is, I'm interested in persona.
Yeah.
And Nisha, my collaborator and director, is also really interested in persona, but it's not like sort of air quotes theatre.
Yeah.
It's not multiple characters. There's not a narrative. It's me playing a series of games kind of on stage, a bit of clowning.
And so you are performing by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But who have you had to work with to kind of get this show going and being what it is?
I work really closely with a star theatre maker and one of my idols and mates, and she's directing it, but we created the show together.
And during the kind of the process of creating Power Ballad, what kind of new things have you discovered, or have you discovered anything new within just creating this?
I think it's made me, being in this research and in this process, as with other processes, it has made me really aware of my own language and how I speak. I feel a bit more woke than I was maybe at the beginning, which is a really great thing. I think part of making this work for me is like just figuring out how to operate myself on a day-to-day basis as a feminist in the world. So the shows are actually quite a good excuse just to put your brain in that space.
Yeah, and changing how you speak or how you communicate is a really like hard thing to do, because it's been so like built into you to have a specific process on like reach out to somebody.
Totally. And it's like really like a lot of things we're kind of taught that I feel like the general message from, oh, don't worry, it's not really political.
Yeah.
And I go, the more I think about and make shows about feminist content, the more I go to be operating in the world aware of the politics all the time of my day-to-day decisions. And if I want to call someone a bitch as a joke, that's a political choice. And these words carry a history, right? Like, there's history in these words. I'm not a big fan of, like, reclaiming the word, you know, reclaiming words. Some words I go, like, it's too much. There's too much history and too much... Yeah, there's too many women's bodies that have been, like, hurt by these words, so just let them go. And let's come up with a new language that involves karaoke.
And where do you want to go after this show? Have you got other projects in the works?
Got a new show coming in June called The Plastic Orgasm.
Cool.
Which is around pornography and female desire.
Cool.
And I've got my other solo is called If There's Not Dancing at the Revolution, I'm Not Coming. And that's going to Canberra and Sydney shortly. And
wow.
Yeah, so too much theatre at the moment.
Wow, awesome. Well, thank you so much, Julia, for coming in this morning.
Oh, it's such a pleasure.
Like it's going to be an amazing show. I encourage people to go and sit in and just kind of experience it and even get involved in the karaoke, maybe.
Sing a karaoke song. It's a good time, and it's a sort of dark, weird, subconsciously feminist time with a banshee wild women.
Are you really wanting to...
Back and forth with that question.
Yeah.
Sometimes I think, yep, because you don't want to be preaching to the choir. And sometimes I think there's so much content for men and about men. Isn't it great if there's content just for and about women?
Yeah.
But I feel like at this point I can't make the show and figure that out at the same time. You sort of put it in front of an audience and see.
Cool.
It was for men. So, or it was like men got a lot out of it that I didn't anticipate. So, look, everyone come. It's the first showing.
Brilliant. Well, thank you so much, Julia. Good luck with Power Ballad. And it's going to be happening from tomorrow night until the 11th of March at Basement Theatre. And, yeah, tickets, $18 to $20. It's not that much.
It's a great. It's pretty much the price of a movie.
Yeah. We'll see a live theatre show and hopefully gain something from it or take part in the karaoke.
Yeah, have a karaoke and let's have a beer in the bar afterwards. And
fantastic.
We can talk.
Thank you so much, Julia, for coming in.
Such a pleasure. Cheers.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.